are going to develop strength with style. Your third power principle is confidence. This is Bob Proctor with your third power principle from the Winner's Choice series, confidence. Confidence is a magnificent state of mind. It is a feeling which is created when the soul and spirit connect. When you are confident, you are in harmony with the universe, and there ain't no stopping you. You're running fast, and you're built to last. Now let's get ready. Mentally adjust your mind to learn a dynamic power principle. This power principle is possibly one of the most beautiful in this series of 12. Its presence will free you to go where your heart leads you, to do what you must do. Confidence gives you strength with style. It generates a non-physical aura which captures the conscious attention of everyone in your presence. It is that something which others admire. Confidence sets up a vibration which causes others to trust your ability. It instills in them a feeling of safety when following your lead. When you are confident, you know, and you know that you know. You possess an awareness of the most beautiful truth anyone will ever learn. You are one with the infinite. You know that when you are in tune with the unseen power which is in every molecule of your being, you will always solve whatever problem you may be facing, because this power is far greater than any condition or circumstance you could ever be confronted with. I could go on to the end of this message voicing one wonderful truth after another when it comes to confidence. However, if you doubt yourself, if you doubt your ability, if you feel you are not able to do the job or solve your problems, what I have said will not matter. I would not be answering your most pressing question. How do I develop strength with style? How do I become confident? How do I tune in to this power? Permit me to suggest you already have confidence. You might not have it when you want it, or possibly where you want it, but you've got it. Confidence is knowing. It is an inner certainty, and absolutely nothing can change it. It wouldn't matter what happened, what anyone said or did. What you know cannot be changed regardless of how you are challenged. After the Wright brothers got their plane off the ground and made that first manned flight, do you think that another person saying, "You can't fly," would change what they knew? Their reply would be, "I know I can, I just did." They were confident because they knew. If you have the proper use of all of your limbs, you are confident that you can stand and walk across an empty room. There is no doubt in your mind about your ability to put one foot after the other and walk across an empty room. However, you may very likely have a total lack of confidence when it comes to putting one foot after the other and walking across a tightrope 50 feet above the ground. Now, you could be thinking, this is a ridiculous example. It is not ridiculous. It's a good place to start. You are confident that you can walk across an empty room. Think, really think. There was a time in your life when you did not have that confidence. You probably don't remember those days of your life, but you know that when you were born, you could not walk. You could not even stand. That was something you had to learn. The confidence you now possess, which may seem unimportant at this point in your life, was something that you had to develop. And learning how to walk is not one of the easiest things that you have ever done. You have watched enough babies stumbling, falling, banging their head to realize there is great difficulty in learning how to walk. I have spoken to adults who had had a stroke or an accident and had lost their ability to walk. They were forced to go back and learn how to walk all over again. They have told me they were having a difficult time learning. If you are giving this subject the thought it deserves, you are beginning to see the pattern by which confidence was developed. In your mind, you probably consider having the confidence to walk across an empty room no big deal. And you're right, it is no big deal for you. But it sure is a big deal to a baby, and there was a time when it was a big deal to you. Now let's go to the flip side of the coin. Ask the person traveling with the circus that walks across a tightrope a couple of times a day when thousands of people are screaming in the background. They will tell you it's no big deal. They think it is a simple act to perform. They are full of confidence every time the spotlight hits them as they bounce back and forth on that narrow rope, 30 or 40 feet above the ground. They very likely wonder at times why anyone would actually pay to watch them do something so simple. In their mind, it's no big deal. However, as you sit there in awe of what they are doing, gasping with fear that they will fall, it's a big deal to you. Likewise, when they were children, paying to go to the circus to watch the high wire act, it was a big deal to them, but not anymore. There have been individuals who have walked a wire over the gorge at Niagara Falls. Do you suppose they would have even considered such a move if they did not have the confidence that they could successfully reach the other side? All too often, when the word confidence is spoken, it is quickly passed over as just another word and not given the importance that it requires. For many people, if the word confidence is given any thought, it is looked upon as a personality trait that you either have or you do not have, something you are born with or without. The truth is obvious. Confidence is a mental state that you can develop if you are prepared to pay the price. It is also important for you to understand that the price is small relative to the return. Confidence is something you cannot afford to be without if you truly desire to live a full and meaningful life. Your heart's desire is for something beyond the point you are presently at in your life. Your heart's desire may be for you to be a multimillionaire or to have a highly successful business. If you're a young athlete in school, your heart's desire may be to earn a medal in the Olympics. If you have little or no money, you will require confidence to become the multimillionaire. If you're an average employee in an average position, you will require confidence to start and build a successful company. And any Olympic medalist will tell you, if there is no confidence, there will be no medal. In fact, if there is no confidence, there will be no Olympics. Without confidence, you would have great difficulty meeting and greeting a stranger. Yes, without confidence, you could appear as clumsy as a young baby attempting to walk for the first time as you put your hand forward to say hello to someone that you do not know. I think you are beginning to see that confidence can be your passport to a fun-filled, exciting new life. Its presence will free you to go where your heart leads you, to do what you must do. Confidence is, without question, strength with style, which is the very reason confidence is such a powerful attention grabber. If you were going to parachute out of a plane, you would most certainly want to have a lot of confidence in the parachute, its construction, the material it was made out of, how it was packed, and so on. Think clearly about what you are hearing. The more you know about the parachute, the more your confidence would either increase or decrease. Great material, well made, properly packed, etc., strong confidence. If it was weak material with tears in it, poorly constructed, and not well packed, your confidence would be weak. You may not have any confidence in the parachute at all. Your confidence in the parachute is determined by your knowledge of the parachute. This power principle is about you. The confidence we are discussing is self-confidence, your self-confidence. The more knowledge you have and understand about yourself, the greater will be your confidence. Pure, raw self-confidence is what permits you to move up and ahead in life. Self-confidence is what gives you license to have a positive attitude about your ability to become competent in any area you presently know little about. As an example, we will take a person who has always held a salaried administrative position. They suddenly develop a desire to change and take a position in sales where they are on straight commission. If they have an abundance of self-confidence, they will know that they can, with proper study and effort, become very competent salesperson. Conversely, the person who has low self-confidence would mentally entertain nothing but doubt every time the thought of selling entered their mind, and when it came to depending upon commissions as a form of compensation, fear would dominate their mind. This type of individual would be mentally paralyzed. They would be unable to make such a move. Because of a lack of self-confidence, they might spend their entire commercial career doing something they do not enjoy, all the while suppressing their heart's desire. It is this type of thinking which causes a number of illnesses. When a person is not actively pursuing their heart's desire, they must be experiencing a degree of frustration. This frustration affects every aspect of their life, right down to the relationships that they have with their loved ones. Follow through with this train of thought for a moment and see how a lack of self-confidence can affect you, what it can lead to. An unhappy, frustrated individual generally has a hair trigger on their sensitivity switch. It doesn't really matter what their mate does, it aggravates them. They would see the cause of their problem as the act which aggravates them, when in fact, that is merely a symptom, not the cause of their problem at all. The cause of the problem is the lack of self-confidence, which is causing them to suppress their heart's desire, which in turn creates the frustration. If this hypothetical individual were to study the true makeup of their higher self, they would develop an abundance of self-confidence. They would step out and follow their heart's desire. The frustration would be replaced with happiness and enthusiasm, and the supersensitivity would be replaced with calmness of mind. Their self-confidence would produce a serenity which all the world is seeking. I want to suggest that you look in the mirror. What you see reflecting back from the mirror is merely an instrument you are living in and using while you experience life in this particular dimension. Your body is the physical manifestation of a movement we refer to as mind. We make numerous references to the mind and rarely do so correctly. We are forever saying my mind, his or her mind, their mind. Listening to most conversations when we speak of the mind, you would think that every person has a mind of their own, that there are thousands or millions, even billions of minds. Not so. There is one mind, just one. That may come as a surprise to you. Then again, it may not. You and I and every other person are individualized expressions of one universal mind. Your mind and the mind of Albert Einstein is the same mind. The universal mind contains all of the knowledge there is or ever will be. We are all spiritual beings. There is no one person who has more power, more knowledge, or access to greater resources than any other person. The truth is rarely in the appearance of things. What you think you are seeking and what you are actually seeking are not the same. All you will ever require for fulfillment in life is awareness. The Winner's Choice series of Power Principles has been designed to assist you in developing a greater awareness. By listening to this message over and over again for the entire month, your awareness will be heightened, and you will see that you are quite capable of pursuing and experiencing every desire of your heart. All things are possible for you. You are, in truth, a wonderful individualized expression of an infinite power. Albert Einstein knew he was no greater than you or I. It is our ignorance which causes us to believe that he was greater, that he had been endowed with special power. Those who do great work have merely developed an awareness of how to do something greater than you or I may be doing. To think that they can, but you can't, is in error. Realize if they did, you can. Whatever another person has accomplished, you are capable of accomplishing. If you are a salesperson who is earning $50,000 or $100,000 a year, your heart's desire may be to double your production. You will not seriously desire to accomplish the type of work that Albert Einstein was involved in. Here is a point that you should remember. Your heart will never truly desire to do something you are not capable of doing. It is as if God has placed within each of us a genetic governor which prevents us from wanting to do something beyond our own level of awareness or capability. The person working as a sweeper in a factory might think it would be neat to travel in a spaceship to the moon. They will not, however, truly desire to take such a trip. If that same person had continued in school and gone on to higher studies and become a scientist or an excellent test pilot, the desire to go to the moon could possibly be there. The main point I am attempting to communicate here is that whatever your heart's desire is, you can be it, do it, have it, whatever you can. Your old conditioning may be accusing you of daydreaming, and that old conditioning sure can be convincing. Refuse to let it hold you back. There is no rush, just relax. The confidence you require will develop, and you will live your dream. The most important point for you to grasp is that you can live your dream. How it will happen is not important. Knowing that it must happen is what is important. If you want an image or a model of confidence that you can hold as a yardstick to measure yourself against, consider this one. Before I share it with you, it is probably worth mentioning that in more than one research project on what men and women fear the most, public speaking came out at the top of the list every time. The average person is more fearful of standing up and speaking in public than they are of dying. Now, with that in mind, relax and visualize this. Winston Churchill was called upon to address the graduating class of a very prestigious United States military academy. He was asked to talk about success and how to achieve it. He approached the rostrum slowly but deliberately. Churchill was at the time in his final years. He was a very old man. There was not a sound coming from the audience. Everyone present sensed this was an historic occasion. You could have heard a pin bounce on a carpet. Sir Winston arrived at the microphone, laid his cane down, removed his top hat, placed his cigar in a tray, which had been appropriately provided. He adjusted his spectacles and quietly surveyed the audience. He then turned to the microphone and clearly spoke these three words, "Never give up." There was a long, silent pause, and then a few moments later, he repeated just as clearly, "Never give up." He then silently surveyed his audience again, and after a few deafening, quiet moments, he again repeated, "Never give up." With those words spoken, he put his top hat back on his head, picked up his cane, placed the cigar between his teeth, and slowly but deliberately left the stage, up the center aisle through the audience. That performance by Sir Winston Churchill was most certainly strength with style. Pure and absolute confidence would be required to do what Churchill did, to speak 9 words at a commencement exercise and leave. For a person to do that, they would have to be totally at home with themselves. That is what confidence is all about, being at home with yourself in any situation. Having confidence or not having confidence has nothing to do with what is happening outside of you. Confidence is determined by what is going on inside of you. Before we leave the late Sir Winston Churchill, there is another interesting aspect of his life which I believe is relevant. It most certainly is a reflection of his confidence. I've already mentioned when he made his famous 9-word speech. He was a very old man. Had Churchill died when he was 63, history would have forgotten him. When Churchill was 42, the British government dismissed him in disgrace from his post as Minister of the Navy. 20 years later, the British people called him back to lead them against Adolf Hitler's armies in World War II. It was Churchill's confidence, how Churchill felt about Churchill, that kept him going in the face of obvious and public rejection. The public might have rejected Churchill, but Winston Churchill never rejected Winston Churchill. It was his understanding of who he was, his acceptance of himself, that kept him going. Similarly, it will be your confidence that will keep you going when your ideas are rejected. You've got to be your own best friend. You've got to learn to love yourself. Nobody pursues meaningful goals by thinking they are not good enough. You are good enough. You're better than good enough. To this point in your life, you might have permitted yourself to be a part of that large group that use a small percentage of their God-given ability. You are better than that. Step out from that large group. If you are entertaining any doubts about yourself or what you are listening to, test it. Set a couple of short-term goals. Flex that mental muscle. See yourself as the person who has strength with style. There is no one formula to follow for believing in yourself. However, I have personally found that the more you listen to the information you are receiving in this Winner's Choice series, the more you will believe in yourself, and the greater will be your self-confidence. Churchill's confidence took a hammering from the British people for 20 years, but he stood tall. It was his confidence which came to the rescue in a time of great need and inspired those same British people. Develop your confidence. Strengthen your mind. Lead those who have criticized you. Use your imagination, your imaging power, to see yourself strong and bold, courageously pursuing your dream. Every morning, when the night turns into day, use your will to push back the chill. Know you're on your way. Each morning before you arise, go to that place known to just a few, the strong, the tough, the best. Go to that spiritual core, the spiritual nucleus of your being, and connect. Feel the rush of confidence flow into every cell of your brain, then like lightning through your central nervous system to every part of your mind-body. Then you will know that you're ready to face whatever challenge life will deliver. You will confidently lead whomever chooses to follow. Comes the hour before the morning, when the night turns into day, when drive and wind push back the chill, when you know you're on your dynamite. The word dynamite activates an image of explosive power in our mind. The thought of self should and will activate an image of explosive power in your mind. Every time you think I am, power rushes into your mind-body. Confidence, or a feeling of confidence, prevails. This is something you let happen. Spirit is ever present, all-powerful, all-knowing. However, Spirit will only fill your consciousness with your permission. You are a soul. When you connect with Spirit, the result is a feeling called confidence. It is your awareness of the ever-present, all-knowing, all-powerful Spirit in every fiber of your being that gives you strength with style. Spell it any which way you choose, but my friend, that awareness is called confidence. And with it, there ain't no stopping you. You are moving on. You're running fast. You're strength with style, and you are built to last. It has already been brought to your attention that this is one of the most beautiful of all power principles. It is also one of the most important. Confidence is essential to live a free and creative life. There are many people who have a magnificent attitude. They are genuinely nice people. They have mastered the first power principle, which is attitude, and the second on responsibility. They quickly admit they are responsible for their results. However, when it comes to confidence, they strike out. The world is full of nice people with no confidence. They lose. And they will keep losing year after year. You know many of these people. One individual after another will come to your mind. People who remain in dull, boring positions of employment. People who are in destructive, possibly abusive relationships and lack the confidence to walk off into a loving, free relationship. They lack the confidence to make a change. I could go on and on, but that's not necessary. There are literally millions of these nice people who lack confidence, and you very likely know dozens of them. A very high percentage of these nice people are also very intelligent. They have very impressive academic credentials, but they are losing and frequently don't know why. Some of these individuals could write or possibly recite everything I have said about confidence, but they still lose. And if you hook them up to a polygraph, you would probably find they don't even expect to win. They are not happy. Their frustration seems to be endless, and they do not know what to do. Well, we have arrived at the point in this power principle where I will explain what to do. And it makes little difference where you are on the confidence scale. Whether you totally lack self-confidence or you have a respectable amount of self-confidence, these three steps to greater confidence will work for you. Everyone has room for improvement. Someone once said that the room for self-improvement was the largest room in the world. I agree with that. Number one, check your self-image. This is a critical part of your mental machinery when it comes to keeping your confidence humming. When you think of anything, you think in pictures. What kind of a picture comes to your mind when you think of yourself? Do you see yourself as a magnificent expression of life who, at will, can open up and permit the ever-present, all-powerful, all-knowing Spirit to flow through you? You are a creative distributor of this life-giving force. Think about that. Dwell on it. Spirit will become whatever you want it to become. Remember that the law states whatever you put out comes back. When you build the picture of your dream, see yourself as a service-oriented, happy, healthy, prosperous individual. Understand it was your creative ability which enabled you to build the picture. Your dream is Spirit in an organized form, an organized non-physical form. The law of Spirit now dictates that the non-physical organized form must move into a physical organized form. You built the picture. It is in your marvelous mind-body. Remember, mind and body cannot be separated. Therefore, it must move into physical form with and through you. As long as you hold the image of your dream, the image will affect your movements. It will also dictate what is attracted into your life. The next power principle on creativity will explain the creative process in greater depth.
The point you want to dwell on is the idea that you can connect with the ever-present, all-knowing, all-powerful, life-giving force I refer to as Spirit, and you can connect at will. When you think of yourself, do you see yourself having such awesome powers? Do you see the willingness of Spirit to work with you, to work in harmony with you, building the kind of world you choose? The more you permit these ideas to move into the feeling side of your personality, the more confidence you will have. Your level of confidence is going to be in direct ratio to your awareness of your oneness with Spirit, the ever-present, all-knowing, all-powerful, life-giving source. Contrary to popular belief, your confidence has very little, if anything, to do with your intellect. It has, however, everything to do with your faith. This explains why individuals who are often intellectually inferior step out and confidently realize their dreams. Well, another person with advanced academic credentials remains stuck, fearfully holding on to a position they detest while their dream dies in their mind. Confidence sure is special, and the first of three steps to greater confidence is to check your self-image. The second step is to check your strengths and weaknesses. You might take a pad and a pen and begin making a couple of lists. If you are honest with yourself, you will find the weaknesses by far outweigh the strengths. If it goes the other way, I would suggest you check the honesty aspect of this exercise. Now, this may come as a surprise, but I am going to suggest that you do the exact opposite to what most self-help programs suggest. Forget about developing your weaknesses. Instead of developing your weaknesses, I am going to suggest that you manage them and put your energy into developing your strengths. In other words, direct your efforts and attention to getting better at what you already do well. Keep getting better at it until you have absolutely mastered it. Stay with me for a moment as we explore this critical concept. People generally do what they enjoy most. They enjoy it because they are good at it. The more they do it, the better they get at it, and the more they enjoy it. To consciously and deliberately give your energy and yourself to improving something you already do well and enjoy doing could never be considered work. It is an act of love. Now, imagine spending your life in this manner. How would you refer to that? I would say, baby, that's living. Now, how about this? Do you suppose you would approach your days and what you are doing in a confident manner? You sure would. You would reek with confidence. You will be able to say with conviction, I'm good, I know I'm good, and I know why I'm good. That is confidence. If you didn't know why you were good, it would not be confidence, it would be conceit. Now, there may be a fine line between confidence and conceit, but there is a world of difference in the behavior one causes versus the other. You know you are good, and you know why you are good, because you are aware it is Spirit doing the work. You choose the image, the dream, and connect with Spirit. The connection creates the confidence. Since you are not taking credit for the work being done, Spirit is receiving the credit. Your ego is in the proper slot. You don't have to do everything. You don't have to be good at everything. You can give the areas you are not good at or weak at to someone else, someone who can do those things well. They do them well because they enjoy doing them. Your weakness is their strength. Manage your weaknesses and develop your strengths. Share your dream with them. Let it become their dream too. Then you will have strong, confident people spending their days doing what they love doing, all working on the same dream. Isn't that the way our inner voice tells us life should be? Confidence, the second step, develop your strengths and manage your weaknesses. The third and final step in this confidence-building process will bring joy to the mind of others. Train your mind to see in all people what many do not see in themselves. Begin to treat every person you come in contact with as the most important person in the world. Look at their body with a new awareness. See their body as their mind body. See every person as an expression of and an instrument of the ever-present, all-knowing, all-powerful spirit, the life-giving source. Refuse to permit another person to influence how you see or treat them. Their speech, action, and results may clearly indicate they do not like themselves. Love them anyway. Look for what they do well and then let them know you noticed it. Give everyone a sincere, merited compliment. Their good work is spirit shining through them. Look for it. Remember the age-old advice. Seek and you will find. The really beautiful part of this third step is this. The good you find in others is a reflection of the good that you see in yourself. You might possibly be wondering how this is going to increase your confidence. I want to remind you that confidence, real confidence, not the type of confidence that permits you to say you can walk across the room. Please understand that I don't mean to minimize that type of confidence, but I'm talking about that all-encompassing confidence, the kind of confidence that turns dreams, big dreams, into reality, physical reality. That is the kind of confidence I want for you. That is the kind of confidence Sam Kalanick has, enabling him to say, when the dream is big enough, the facts don't count. By looking for the spirit in everyone, you will begin to see it. You will begin to see that spirit is all there is. Something will happen in your marvelous mind, and bingo, you will know. And that feeling of the all-encompassing confidence will reverberate through your whole being. The third step is simple. It's fun, and it spreads joy. Look for the expression of the connection in others, and when you find it, let them know you saw it. Compliment everyone every day. I sincerely hope that you benefit from this power principle as much as I have enjoyed preparing it for you. I must also share with you that I could feel my own awareness unfold as I was writing this message on confidence. And for that, I am truly grateful. I am certain this increased awareness will be evident in the next power principle on creativity. Now, before we close, let us review some of the important points in this principle on confidence. Confidence is a feeling which is created when the soul and the spirit connect. Number two, when you feel confident, you're in harmony with the universe. Number three, confidence gives you strength with style. Number four, when you are confident, you know, and you know that you know. Plus, you know why you know. Number five, confidence generates a non-physical aura which captures the conscious attention of everyone in your presence. And for that, they will admire you. Number six, confidence sets up a vibration which causes others to trust your ability. It instills in them a feeling of safety when following your lead. Number seven, everyone has confidence. You may not have it where you want it or when you want it, but you've got it. Number eight, confidence is the feeling which comes when you know you can. Number nine, you are not born with confidence. However, anyone can develop confidence if they will pay the price. Number 10, confidence is absolutely essential if you are going to live a full, free life. Number 11, confidence will permit you to live your heart's desire. Number 12, understanding your relationship with the ever-present, all-knowing, all-powerful spirit will give you the confidence that you can be, do, or have whatever you dream. Even though you don't know how it will materialize, that confidence comes from faith in the lawful working of spirit. 13, confidence is your passport to a fun-filled, exciting new life. Number 14, lack of or no self-confidence causes a person's life to be filled with doubt and fear. Number 15, frustration is caused by people denying their heart's desire. Number 16, your heart's desire is for greater good in your life. Number 17, there is only one universal mind. All people are an expression of one infinite power. Your mind and Albert Einstein's mind is the same mind. 18, the only difference in people is in appearance and results. We all have the same potential. Number 19, you will never seriously want to be, do, or have anything beyond your capabilities. Number 20, Churchill's demonstration of confidence provides a great model to emulate. Number 21, confident people never permit failures to reverse their growth patterns, nor do they permit other people's criticism to affect them. Number 22, confidence is feeling at home with yourself regardless. Number 23, you've got to be your own best friend. 24, know that you are good enough, that you are better than good enough. Number 25, every morning before you arise, go to that place known to only a few, the strong, the tough, the best. Connect and prepare for the day. Number 26, last but not least, follow the three-step process to greater confidence. Number 1, check your self-image. See yourself as a star. Number 2, develop your strengths and manage your weaknesses. And number 3, look for the good in everyone. Commit to playing this power principle on confidence every day for the next month. For you.